This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
A new study out this week from the University of Alberta says the intensity of wildfires in the United States is likely to triple by the end of the century. That's a long way off, but there is little question that forest fires are a growing issue in the U.S. The tricky part is that blazes can be extremely difficult to predict and to prevent. Some 24 firefighters have already died this year battling blazes from Arizona to New Jersey. But there is some good news. Changes in technologies are helping us fight wildfires. CNET's Molly Wood says one example is fire officials using big data to predict wildfire movement.
So what they're able to do is actually set artificial fires, kind of an artificial reality, and model how they would burn so that they can actually then send information to firefighters in the field in real time and say, we think the fire is going to go this way. We think it's going to go the other way. And obviously it's information that could not only help them put out a fire, but hopefully save lives.
Are there dangers to this in your mind? Prediction screw-ups, people looking at their phones instead of looking at the signs in their natural environment. Is there anything about this that is concerning at all?
Well, modeling is really hard. And so I think there's a legitimate concern that people would be over-reliant on what the computer tells them is going to happen. I think that's a mistake that humans make a lot. And I'm sure that you will, you know, you'll have some veteran firefighters in the field who say there is no way that I'm going to be looking at an iPad when a fire is headed toward me.
So how about we push this forward a little bit? You're a person who thinks about amazing future technology all the time. What are you thinking about in terms of the future of this?
I think that the relaying of real-time data is, to me, the most valuable part of this. It's about being able to communicate in real time for firefighters to send coordinates, to send video, so that they can get information back quickly that says, hey, we might see something that you don't see. I think drones are incredibly promising when it comes to fighting fires. And to me, the most promising aspect of the modeling is that if we're able to use complex terrain modeling to predict where a fire is most likely to occur, then you can do targeted clearing. There's a lot of controversy about clearing forests, but if you have incontrovertible data that shows that you're likely to have a very dangerous fire, you have a pretty good reason to go in there and clear out some of that undergrowth, which is something that needs to be done in our forest anyway.
There is sort of a history of this, right? I mean, a lot of forest rangers, part of their job every day is collecting data. And I suppose this is just kind of the continuation of that in some ways.
It really is. And like I said, it's the power of data in the aggregate. So if you have forest rangers out taking photos of their undergrowth every day and they're all uploading it to a database, and then that database feeds into a server that is doing modeling of the likelihood of fire, you just have a more efficient system, and it tells clearing crews where to focus and how soon to get there so that hopefully you don't have firefighters in the path of a dangerous blaze in the first place.
Molly Wood, also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.